National 4-H Week is in early October here, and Aurelia Ruby is the Federation Secretary here locally. So thank you very much for coming in to talk about 4-H today. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
What does that role, the Federation Secretary, what does that mean for you?
So it's just kind of basically on the board that like oversees the county program. And so basically going to the countywide meetings that, and so I record the meetings and what decisions are made. And I put that into reports to just kind of bring to the next meeting and talk about there. And then just also helping with a number of different workshops and events through different parts of 4-H. And yeah, that's kind of the responsibilities of a Federation officer. So yeah.
What are the other projects that you're involved in 4-H, and what club are you in and stuff like that?
Well, I'm in the Middletown Livewires, which meets here in Jackson, and I am in a lot of project areas. I for livestock, I compete in horse and poultry. So this year I had several horses at the county fair and a number of chickens, and I also do needle arts and foods and presentations and speeches and performing arts. So just and a number of other ones too. But so I do quite a lot of different project areas. And
yeah, that sounds like it. And so what are maybe your favorite parts or most important lessons that you've kind of taken away from your involvement there?
I guess just learning to finish a project, like there, it just takes a lot. And sometimes, you know, just between being busy and just learning to put a lot of work into a project and get it up to the standard that I want it to be at, and just going through with it, talking to a judge at the county fair and telling people about my projects and just practicing that at the county level and at the state level. And also just learning leadership skills in like teaching workshops at the county level and leading that. So those are a couple skills that I've learned and worked on.
Well, luckily that seems to tie into the Beyond Ready theme that is the National 4-H Week theme. It sounds like that's kind of just built into the experience, so to speak.
Yes, it really helps you to just prepare for life through just through doing like written reports for some of my projects. That kind of helps with just getting more comfortable with writing like for school projects, and just learning to be confident and really just get things done and be able to teach others about various things that I'm interested in. All of that just kind of helps me to be prepared for what I'm thinking of doing in the future. So
what are the most important things for somebody to know, especially if they might be interested in 4-H and potentially getting involved?
Well, I would just say just try it. It doesn't hurt to try. And I mean, a lot of people have the idea that it's just for people showing livestock, but it really isn't. There's like around 40 non-livestock project categories that you can compete in. I mean, you can even just take a school project and turn it into a 4-H project. You don't even need to add much to it, but there's just a lot of different things that you can participate through. We have a Seeing Wellness in Motion program or SWIM that meets at the swimming pool and practices and then goes to swim meets during the summer through 4-H. And then there's a shooting sports program that meets in different counties and practices. And so there's just a lot of different opportunities through 4-H. There's after school programs. So it really is not just limited to the county fair. You can also participate in a lot more ways.
How can you find out more if you want to?
But the best way I would say is just to either talk to people that are in 4-H, and then they can kind of put you in contact with the extension office is like the best way to, they really are the most knowledgeable about how people can join 4-H. And so just to talk to them, and they can tell you about the different clubs, and then just trying out different clubs and seeing which one fits what you want to do, and then talking to various volunteers, and then they can help you get into the program and find what you want to do.
Well, Well, in the fall, of course, and of course, winter is going to be here soon. Mm-hmm. We'll see when it actually does arrive, I suppose. But the reason I bring that up is there's a Winter Greens 4-H fundraiser coming mm-hmm. up here locally. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so that fundraiser is just to raise funds for to pay for the summer intern that helps out with the 4-H programming during the summer and just like runs community events at or some through 4-H at the fair and like at the Jackson block party and like various day camps for kids to participate in. And so that fundraiser is running from now until October 30th. And you can access that on the Gertens fundraising website. And then, yeah, so you can just go to that Gertens fundraising website, and then the store ID number is 1057. So you can just enter that in and then look at the different greenery options. There's like poinsettias and wreaths and various house plants, just like great for gifts or just decorating your house. And yeah, and so I would encourage you to support 4-H and the programming in our county by supporting that.
And all part of being prepared. The yes. winter's right around the corner. And then, like yeah. you said, there's a lot of different uses for a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything else about kind of your experience in 4-H that you want to share, especially, you know, with people who well might be interested or just things that haven't shared yet, stories that or memories that are your favorite so far, anything like that?
I guess I would just say that there's a lot that you can learn from in 4-H. And like I personally, the past 3 years, I've taken a horse up to like the Minnesota State 4-H Horse Show, and like competing against the competitors at the state level is just really special. And doing that and meeting new people, I mean, it's a great way to learn more about what you're interested in, and also meet other young people who are very invested in doing that, the things that you're interested in, and just to meet a lot of people. And yeah, I think it's just a great experience. And I would encourage just to try it. You don't have to, you can take it to where you want it to go. 4-H is more of a framework to allow youth to grow rather than just being, okay, you are going to take a project to the county fair and you're going to do this. And it's more something where you can learn and develop skills that will prepare you to be beyond ready in life.
Yeah, you get out of it what you put into it, right? That's what you always yes. hear. Yeah, absolutely. That was true for me too. So yeah, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing about your experience, sharing what you have going on as far as ways that people could potentially support the ability for people to be in 4-H, because yeah, I loved 4-H when I was in it for sure too. So thank yeah. you very much for sharing all that. That's Aurelia Ruby talking about National 4-H Week, their fundraiser. Make sure you check out their online resources to find out even more about all that we discussed today. Appreciate your time. Thank you out there for listening.